I'm Willow Belden, and you're listening to Out There. This is a podcast about the outdoors, from your window box and garden, to the fields on the edge of town, to the forests, prairies, seashores, and wilderness. On the show, we'll explore our relationship with nature through stories, interviews, essays, and even some fiction. We'll travel around the U.S. and the world with tales of love and heartbreak, passion and adversity, desperation and triumph. Today's episode is a story about love. Love between two people who bonded over their passion for the outdoors, but who eventually realized that the thing they had in common was also one of their biggest differences. Their story will take us to the mountains of Wyoming and the rivers of Arizona, and it'll show us how hard it can be to share the thing you love most with the person you love most. Dewey Gallegos started feeling a fiery passion at age 3 or 4. Not about his future wife, Jessica, though. That comes later. The love affair at this point was with a bicycle. His earliest memory is of the first time he tried to ride.
And my uncle was supposed to be running behind me, helping me, because I didn't have training wheels on the bicycle. And when he let go of the bicycle and kept going, I took off.
So you didn't have to learn how to ride a bike. You just rode a bike.
Just a natural, you know?
Well, sort of a natural.
It didn't end well, I'll tell you that. I didn't know how to brake as well as I should have yet, but I was able to pedal and go and get moving, and that's my first memory, and it's a really happy memory I have.
From that moment, Dewey was hooked. He loved the freedom he felt on the bike, and the intense rush of adrenaline.
I've just really enjoyed that feeling of, oh my God, I'm going to die, and then pulling off a move you didn't think you could do, and just the relief that you lived through it. It was a sheer terror that I try to recreate every single time I'm on the bicycle now.
Unlike Dewey, Jessica Flock was a river person. She preferred raging rapids to rugged bike trails. As a kid, she'd go on rafting trips with her family. Eventually, her parents let her row her own boat. She loved every minute of it. Loved being out on the water, loved how capable she felt at the helm, loved the exhilaration she'd feel when she managed to navigate a particularly difficult section of whitewater. Sounds a lot like Dewey's love of biking, only minus the bike. After high school, Jessica borrowed her parents' truck and went rafting for an entire month. In college, she pushed aside classwork to make time for paddling. She rafted the Grand Canyon 15 times in 9 years.
It became a huge part of my life. There were a few years there where I got to get down to the Grand Canyon 2 times a year, and then still do, you know, some shorter kind of 3 or 4 day trips as well.
Growing up in southeastern Wyoming, near the Colorado border, Dewey and Jessica were friends. But it wasn't until years later, after Dewey returned from the Marine Corps, that they finally went on their first date. And this may sound cheesy, but both of them felt they were meant to be together.
We both had a real strong desire to have dogs instead of kids, which is huge for me, huge.
Jokes aside, they shared a deep connection. They both had this intense love of the outdoors. They felt their best, their freest, their most capable when they were out in nature. But Jessica wasn't a biker, and Dewey wasn't a rafter. The things they were most passionate about, things that had become etched into their very identities, these things they did not share.
And when I saw what Jessica did, like when she showed me a video of what rafting was the very first time when she was getting ready to go to the Grand Canyon, I just remember thinking she was insane, like completely and utterly insane.
Dewey was bewildered by Jessica's love of water sports, and frankly, a little scared. That's because he grew up in a Mexican household and was haunted by the chilling legend of the Llorona.
I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with who the Llorona is, but she's a crying woman who essentially is a spirit that travels the river searching for the souls of boys and males.
Dead boys, that is. Boys who this spirit drowned. And the legend creeped Dewey out a lot.
It affected how much I am terrified of water.
Of course, Jessica didn't know this about Dewey. Didn't know he had this visceral fear.
And I remember the first time she invited me to go rafting with her, I was like, yeah, that'd be great. You know, just like trying to keep it together. But I was afraid. I was really afraid of what she did.
But he didn't want to let on how scared he was. And besides, he figured it wouldn't be raging whitewater the whole time.
Jessica assured me, yeah, that's, you know, that's 2% of the river. The rest of it is sitting back and getting sun and drinking beer.
Sun and beer sounded pretty good, so Dewey agreed to go. They set out for the Salt River in Arizona with 3 boats and several other friends. The first day went fine, but once they'd gotten to their campsite that night, it started to rain hard.
And it rained for about 24 hours straight. And so by the time we actually decided to go, the river had grown in cubic feet per second movement of the water, right, from 3,000 CFS to 30,000 CFS.
That basically means the river was 10 times as wild as it normally is.
It's pretty epic.
I was terrified.
I was scared, too. It was dangerous.
So dangerous, in fact, that no one else was even allowed to attempt the river that day. But Dewey and Jessica were already partway down, and there was no way to get off the river.
I mean, the hillsides are covered in saguaro cactus, and you're already there, you're going.
So down they went. The river was raging. A class 3 rapid had turned into a 14-foot waterfall. Side streams had become violent waterways. One of their friends' boats capsized. And then, all of a sudden, something horrible floated by.
There's a dead cow right there. That's like a dead floating cow coming down the river, and it's dead. So. I remember it was rolling, like the cow rolled over and over, and we were just like dumbfounded, quiet, watching this cow float by us. And it was bloated and huge, and here we are going, all right, now let's put these rafts out in the same water that cow died in and go vacation.
Dewey was horrified, but he knew there was no way off the river at this point, so he steeled himself and kept going. Eventually, they did make it down the river. Needless to say, Dewey was not sold on rafting. To him, mountain biking was way more fun, and he wanted to share his passion with Jessica. So he bought her a nice bike, and they started riding together. But Dewey didn't go easy on her. His idea of a good ride was a trail called Death Crotch, the toughest, most technical trail in the area. And he got her a set of clipless pedals. They clip onto your shoes so your feet stay attached to the bike. They're supposed to make you ride more efficiently, but when Dewey took Jessica out with her new gear, it didn't go well. She fought her way to the top of a hill, slowed down, tried to get her foot unclipped from the pedal, and found that it was stuck. She teetered on her bike and grabbed for a little aspen tree, but it bent.
And so I fell over because I just couldn't get unclipped before I fell over, you know, and went down kind of slow but hard. And
so we rode on in the second place, just another little uphill. With a tree root, that the tree root slipped and she fell down, and I watched that one happen. I was right behind her. And I remember there were some explicitives, and that was the moment I thought, I've ruined this for Jessica. She will never be a mountain biker.
Neither of them gave up, though. Over the years, they both kept trying really hard to like each other's sports. But Jessica never felt truly at home on a mountain bike. And the next 2 times that Dewey went rafting, there were more floods and more whitewater. It was clear they were not converting each other. Then, one day, they went to the mountains together. Dewey wanted to go for a ride. Jessica insisted on hiking. So they split up. When they got home, Dewey's frustration boiled over.
I guess the only way you can explain it is I was throwing a tantrum about her not riding this really nice bicycle I had for her. And it wasn't that big of a deal, really, but I was kind of like, you know, I mean, it's a really nice bike, and it's just sitting there. And she was like, yeah, but we just got back from the mountains, and I, you know, she was hiking, and I was riding, and we seemed to have a really good time doing that.
All of a sudden, something clicked for Dewey. He realized she was right.
Yeah, we did. We had a really good time.
And so he backed off. He stopped pressuring her to ride with him. And she didn't push him to go rafting either.
She's not going to be the cyclist that I'm going to be. And I'm not going to be the rafter that she's going to be. And there's a nice happy medium.
The nice happy medium is a compromise. Dewey goes along on the more tame river trips. The ones where there's lots of flat water. And hopefully some sun and beer. And he enjoys it. Jessica has a beautiful cruiser bike and takes pleasure in commuting calmly around town without clipless pedals.
Each of us found a way to be at least a little bit happy within the other one's world.
And in fact, more than a little bit happy. They own a bike shop together now. Still, most of the time, they pursue their passions independently. And they're okay with that. In fact, they say it's better that way.
Now, I think we both have an understanding that if we were to share everything, if we were to share everything about the sport that we love, it probably wouldn't be the same for us. It wouldn't be that thing that we can use to escape. It is our place to be ourselves, for ourselves.
And he says having that makes their marriage stronger. Most of us want to share our greatest passions with our soulmates, but relationships are all about compromise, about striking a balance. And as Dewey and Jessica found, sometimes you have to preserve your independence in order to grow together. Want to meet Dewey and Jessica? They live in Laramie, Wyoming, and they own the Pedal House Bike Shop. That's it for this episode of Out There. We'll have a new show the second Thursday of every month. If you haven't done so yet, you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes. And if you like what you heard, be sure to leave us a review. We're hoping for 5 stars. Our website is outthereshow.com. If you have an idea for a story or interview, or you'd like to submit something you wrote, you can do so there. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Willow Belden. Our theme music was written by Jared Arnold, and today's story was edited by Lee Patterson. Have a beautiful day, be bold, go outside, and find your dreams.